And in the age of WikiLeaks, countries are finding new ways to spy. Online data breaches come to mind. And according to research from Verizon, around 20% of all data breaches are state-sponsored, with the top industries targeted transportation and manufacturing. So does that spying actually benefit the country doing it? And if so, how much is it worth? Kurt Nickisch has a fascinating look at the research. He's senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Robin. Good to be here.
And you talk about research from professors in Sweden and Spain. They looked at East Germany. What did they find?
Well, this is really interesting because, I mean, honestly, it's so hard to get this kind of data, right? You can't go to a company and be like, share your spying records with me. So they were able to go back to East German archives of the Stasi, the East German spying agency. And, you know, it's famous, of course, because East Germany spied on each other, but East Germany also spied on other places. They put thousands of people in companies in West Germany and Western Europe, like companies like Siemens and IBM, to basically get corporate and industrial secrets.
Well, and the headline of your piece is, industrial espionage is more effective than R&D, because that's the beginning of the story. In East Germany, they found that the technology gaps did narrow. I mean, East Germany got a lot of information that they didn't have to do any research and development for.
Yeah, they found, and it wasn't just like a small difference, it was really big. So East Germany was able to close the technology and productivity gap with West Germany by a lot. But the really interesting thing is that it also crowded out R&D. So instead of trying to develop your own technologies and secrets, this country just stole them from other places, and that had really interesting implications after East Germany reunified with West Germany.
Because it was weaker in enterprising ideas.
Yeah, East Germany got lazy. Instead of developing their own technologies and learning how to innovate, they basically just stole ideas and stole technologies. And then when they actually had to compete and they were part of a reunified country, they couldn't do it anymore. And that's one explanation for why companies in East Germany, which had the strongest economy in the Eastern Bloc, you know, if you leave Russia out of it before the wall came down, that's why companies there had such a hard time competing once they were part of a reunified Germany.
So this is a cautionary tale. And how does it apply to today? Because we know China, for instance, steals technological know-how all the time from the U.S. and other countries. But we can't imagine that China isn't also doing its own R&D. So what's the takeaway from this?
Yeah, I mean, you have to think that countries like China, Iran, North Korea especially, because it's in this similar situation as East Germany. It could one day be part of reunified Korea. They have to realize that you can really improve your economy by a lot by doing old-fashioned spying, not just getting on a computer and trying to steal secrets, but actually putting people in workplaces and offices in the companies that you're trying to steal secrets from. But you're never going to be a technology leader. You can close the gap, but you're always going to be a follower. Mm. And that might be okay for some places, but, you know, it's not a long-term sustainable choice.
That's Kurt Nickisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. We'll post his article at herenow.org. Kurt, thanks.
You got it.